And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Monday the 8th of April 2024. The UK government is celebrating the opening of the Inverness and Cromarty Firth Green Freeport, stating that this is a significant milestone for Scotland's economic future. The aim of the Freeport is to attract major investment to the area, and this is already expected as projections have identified benefits of £3 billion, as well as the creation of 16,500 jobs in the UK, 12,250 of which will be situated in the Scottish Highlands. Some of the most influential sectors that the Freeport will deal in include offshore wind, green hydrogen, marine technologies, life sciences and heavy machine engineering, with the Freeport being described as a key step towards a brighter economic future for the Highlands. Liverpool City Council has announced that a number of projects within the city have been awarded funding from a European climate grant. From an original list of 100 cities, only 5 were chosen to be backed by the Sustainable Cities Mobility Challenge, which looks to promote projects that support the transition to cleaner and greener transport. All of these projects come as part of the City Council's urban green-up push to use green and water spaces to future-proof communities against the predicted impacts of climate change. As local elections approach, the faces of authorities up and down the country could be set to change. There are, however, 2 new combined authorities that are asking members of their communities to vote on a brand new mayor for the very first time. Ahead of the elections, both York and North Yorkshire Combined Authority and the East Midlands Combined County Authority have announced the candidates that will be hoping to become the first mayor of their region. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.